The Island of Dr. Moreau by H. G. Wells. Introduction. On February the 1st, 1887, the Lady Vane was lost by collision with a derelict when about the latitude 10 degrees south and longitude 107 degrees west. On January the 5th, 1888, that is, 11 months and 4 days after my uncle, Edward Prendick, a private gentleman who certainly went aboard the Lady Vane at Callao, and who had been considered drowned, was picked up in latitude 50 degrees 3 minutes south and longitude 101 degrees west in a small open boat of which the name was illegible, but which is supposed to have belonged to the missing schooner Ipecacuanha. He gave such a strange account of himself that he was supposed demented. Subsequently, he alleged that his mind was a blank from the moment of his escape from the Lady Vane. His case was discussed among psychologists at the time as a curious instance of the lapse of memory consequent upon physical and mental stress. The following narrative was found among his papers by the undersigned, his nephew and heir, but unaccompanied by any definite request for publication. The only island known to exist in the region in which my uncle was picked up is Noble's Isle, a small volcanic islet and uninhabited. It was visited in 1891 by HMS Scorpion. A party of sailors then landed, but found nothing living thereon, except certain curious white moths, some hogs and rabbits, and some rather peculiar rats. So that this narrative is without confirmation in its most essential particular. With that understood, there seems no harm in putting this strange story before the public in accordance, as I believe, with my uncle's intentions. There is at least this much in its behalf. My uncle passed out of human knowledge about latitude 50 degrees south and longitude 105 degrees east, and reappeared in the same part of the ocean after a space of 11 months. In some way he must have lived during the interval. And it seems that a schooner called the Ipecacuanha, with a drunken captain, John Davies, did start from Africa with a puma and certain other animals aboard in January 1887, that the vessel was well known at several ports in the South Pacific, and that it finally disappeared from those seas with a considerable amount of copra aboard, sailing to its unknown fate from Bina in December 1887, a date that tallies entirely with my uncle's story. Charles Edward Prendick. The story written by Edward Prendick. End of introduction. Chapter 1. In the Dinghy of the Lady Vane. I do not propose to add anything to what has already been written concerning the loss of the Lady Vane. As everyone knows, she collided with a derelict when 10 days out from Callao. The longboat, with 7 of the crew, was picked up 18 days after by H.M. Gunboat Myrtle, and the story of their terrible privations has become quite as well known as the far more horrible Medusa case. But I have to add to the published story of the Lady Vane another, possibly as horrible, and far stranger. It has hitherto been supposed that the 4 men who were in the dinghy perished, but this is incorrect. I have the best of evidence for this assertion. I was one of the 4 men. But in the first place, I must state that there never were 4 men in the dinghy. The number was 3. Constance, who was seen by the captain to jump into the gig, luckily for us, and unluckily for himself, did not reach us. He came down out of the tangle of ropes, under the stays of the smashed bowsprit. Some small rope caught his heel as he let go, and he hung for a moment head downward, and then fell and struck a block or spar floating in the water. We pulled towards him, but he never came up. I say luckily for us he did not reach us, and I might also say luckily for himself, for we had only a small beaker of water and some soddened ship's biscuits with us.